Hey mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it, until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode. Hey there, beautiful mama. Welcome to another episode of the Wholesome Mama Show. And whether you have been listening for years and years or this is one of your first episodes, thank you so much for being here. I love that I get to spend this time with you, even though it's me recording an episode coming out a bit later, you listening to it. But I love that we are building a community of mothers and women all around the world who are growing in their faith, growing in their motherhood, and really growing in themselves into who God has called them to become. So thank you for being part of that community. And if you haven't already, or if you didn't know, that we actually have a free Christian Mums community over on Facebook. I will pop the link in the show notes, but if you just search groups and search Wholesome Mama or Christian Stay-at-Home Mums Community, what it's currently called. But I'm going to change that because I feel like this isn't just for stay-at-home mums, this whole message to live well and to be in control of our homes and to have homes that thrive, homes that our family want to be in. That's not just a message for the stay-at-home mum. So keep your eye out. I might change that up soon. But what I wanted to share with you today, a little bit of a tangent there, but what I wanted to share with you today was a few reasons why I love essential oils. You might be thinking like, okay, what has this got to do with anything? But I have just gotten back from a leadership retreat from my essential oil business. And I was reminded of what life looked like before we had them, not even from a business perspective, but from a health perspective. And I think it's so easy to forget sometimes, and even beyond like this, in life in general, it's so easy to forget where we've been, to forget what we've come through, forget what, you know, there's these sayings out there that, you know, don't forget what is now your testimony was once your test. Like you've gone through the test and now you've got the testimony. You're on the other side of it. But sometimes we can take that really for granted, or we can settle into that and forget what God has brought us through, or and what He's done in our lives and what we've had to go through. So anyway, I was reminded of that this past weekend, and like just hearing about the company and everything they're doing, and that's not what I wanted to share. But if it weren't for those tools and having those tools in my home, I don't know where we'd be. I'm like, it's amazing to look back and see how God has just woven this beautiful tapestry of this Wholesome Mama platform, I guess. And it started with me as a new mum having a little baby who was 4 months old with chronic eczema. And so that was my son. He's our firstborn. And he, like, suddenly, it was like one day he woke up, and I don't remember if it was like a few weeks coming, like leading up to it, but it felt like one day he woke up with horrendous eczema on his body, and he would cry wearing a nappy. He'd like clothes would irritate it. And I didn't know what to do, right? As a new mum, I felt very helpless because we'd go to the doctor, I'd get creams and all these things, and I'd cover him on it. And then when they were, I'd just have to keep reapplying. It was like nothing was clearing it. We could put the cream on, and for a while it would ease the symptoms of it, fine. But nothing was actually getting to the root cause of the problem. So anyway, so long story short, I had a girls' night out, and it was an essential oil workshop. And I didn't even know, I had no interest in oils whatsoever. And I purely went, to be honest, I purely went for the fact that it was a girls' night out and I could be away from my baby for the, like, probably one of the first times for like 2 hours and have adult conversations. And that sounds horrible, but that was how I felt, was that I felt so defeated because like we weren't really sleeping. I just didn't know what to do. Like I had this beautiful baby whose skin was red, raw, and angry. Anyway, at that workshop, the lady who hosted, who's now a beautiful friend of mine, was talking about the root cause. And was talking about the root cause versus symptoms. And I was just thinking about my son and about eczema. And but at the time, I also had endo come back, endometriosis. So I've got a history of endometriosis. Was told having a baby would fix all my problems. And at about the 3 month mark postpartum, I had all the symptoms of endometriosis come back. And that was not fun. And so I was in my head, I was thinking, I have got these two scenarios, my son with eczema, me with endometriosis. And here she is talking about the root cause of things, like looking at the root cause versus looking at the symptoms. And I'd never heard that before in my life. I had never, none of the doctors, none of the specialists that I went to or that we'd seen had said anything about actually dealing with the root cause. And that to me was mind-blowing because all I was given for basically everything in life, right? All we get given is like pills and creams and do this to subside the symptoms. And sure, we want to deal with the symptoms, but actually let's deal with the root cause of the skin inflammation, of your hormones being out of balance, of your inflammation levels being ridiculously high. And so that is how I got started with using oils, and really they were a catalyst for me to change my way of thinking when it comes to our health and be holistic. And this is what we mean by holistic health, is that it's whole body. It's mind, body, spirit, emotions, all the things. We look at everything as a whole person that you are. It's not just going, you have a headache, pop a Panadol. Like, that's great, deal with the symptom, the headache will go away. But if your headache is because one, like you're not drinking water, you're so stressed out that you aren't sleeping well, like there's a whole, you can see the difference, right, between dealing with the symptom and actually digging deep and going, what is the root cause, and let me deal with that so the symptoms stop. So yeah, that for me was the catalyst. Essential oils were the catalyst in changing my approach when it comes to our health. But I wanted to share with you a few reasons why I love using essential oils. And that's really probably the first one, was that it changed how I viewed our health, that I could be proactive when it comes to our health, that I could have things in my home to help that I then became aware of the ingredients in my household cleaners, in my personal care products. I then understood, and it's been a process of like researching and learning and doing so much studying on how chemicals interact in our body and how they affect our health. Then, so that was sort of number one, a long way of getting to number one. But number two, the second thing that I love about essential oils is I love having what I need at my fingertips. I love to have what I need when things pop up, like a headache, I can get some peppermint. When I need energy, I can get some citrus oils. When one of the kids has an upset tummy, I can use oils. When things pop up, I have things at my fingertips. Like respiratory, we can diffuse some oils. When we've pulled or strained a muscle, we can rub some oils on. And I love being empowered with having natural solutions for my family in my home, ready to go, that I know there's no side effects. I know that they're full of side benefits. So I know that diffusing some lavender is going to create a calming environment, is going to help my kids sleep, is also going to help relax the mind. There's all these side benefits. I know that when I make my own DIY perfume, because I don't want to use fragrance anymore, that those lovely floral oils have the side benefit of balancing my hormones and supporting my endocrine system instead of attacking it, which is what fragrance does. So I love that I have these natural solutions in my home ready to go when things come up. The third thing I love about essential oils is that they are God's creation. Like, they're in the Bible. When they talk about oils and spices and perfumes in the Bible, they're talking about essential oils. And I love that God has created this world with what we need. And please hear me, I am all for modern medicine. Like, it saved my child's life 5 years ago. Actually, 5 years ago to the day of me recording this, my daughter was almost 5 weeks old. She was born prem, but she was almost 5 weeks old. And she was in ICU sedated on all these breathing machines, and basically was very close. We were very close to losing her. So please hear me. I'm all for modern medicine when we need it. But I love that I can use creation. I love that God is so wise, and in his wisdom and his kindness, he has given us plants and spices and herbs and all this in creation for what we need. And it's funny because, like, people think like, oh, aloe vera, yeah, sunburn. It comes from a plant. And sometimes we can get it, like, we just go, oh, oils are just a way for hippies to make their house smell nice. No, actually, when used wisely and safely, and that's like a whole nother podcast episode that we could do, but that's why it's important to know where you're getting your oils from, what exactly is in them, and how to use them. And actually, that was a whole nother point. So I'll go back to that in a minute. But I love that God has created our world, our beautiful world, full of things that can help support our bodies. So to me, using oils is actually me coming into, I don't know how to word it right, but a new level of gratitude for God. And just like, I'm amazed at how thoughtful he was when he made the world. Like, it wasn't an accident that he made a frankincense tree. This wasn't an accident that he made the mint plants. It wasn't an accident that he made oranges on an orange tree to grow in winter when we need the immune support from the vitamin C from the orange. Like, nothing in creation was an accident. He, in his divine wisdom, gives us what we need. Maybe another episode I could talk about oils in the Bible, because that is very, very fascinating. But let's keep to time today. Okay, the next thing that I love about using essential oils is it actually helps me to save so much money. Because I'm one, like, in so many different aspects, it helps me to save money. We don't go to the doctor anywhere near as much as we used to. And that in and of itself is like, I had to go the other week because I had to get a test done. And it was like $100, which is fine. And I get why it's got to be expensive. But if I had kids who were sick all the time, and like, I was one of those mums where I freak out if my kids got sick. And I don't know if it's because we went through with my daughter, but every time there was something, I'd be like, oh, I need to take them to the doctor. So we're saving money in that regard, because we now have these tools to prevent and protect and be on the front foot, be proactive when it comes to our health. They help me to save so much money because I can make my own products. Like, I can make my own DIY multi-purpose spray for like $1 or $2. And I know what's in it. I know there's no nasties in it. And even though I'm not a big DIY person, it still helps me save so much money. And then on top of that, you can do like loyalty orders and get points back to get freebies. So it helps me save so much money because I know that I'm getting clean, good quality, pure oils and products shipped to my house instead of going to this health food store or this health food store and going online here, paying for shipping here. So I love, love that. And my friend Kayla is all about showing people how to save money. And one of the best things that you can do is get oils in your home and DIY all your laundry powder, your dishwashing powder, your skincare, all your cleaning sprays. You can DIY and save so much money. All right, the last thing that I love about using essential oils, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, is that I love knowing what I am using and where it is coming from. So I know exactly what I'm using when I'm using the brand of essential oils that I use, because I can see all the third-party testing. When I go to the department store and I see a $3 bottle of frankincense, I know that it is adulterated. Why do I know that? Because you cannot ethically nor sustainably get frankincense, put it pure frankincense in a bottle that cheap. And this is where we need to be really conscious about where we're spending our money and really intentional about voting with our dollar, is what people call it. Because I know that I want to buy an essential oil where they harvest the plant from where that oil grows best naturally. So you take something like lavender, for example. Lavender naturally grows really well in places like France, Bulgaria. Here in Australia, our lavender is really high in camphor, which is why a lot of people will say, I can't use lavender. It gives me headaches over here, because our lavender is just naturally, the chemical constituents, without getting into it, it's really high in camphor, and that can give people headaches. And so I know that I want to use an essential oil. I want to use a pure one that I can see that exact bottle of oil, where that batch has come from, where it's been harvested, when it's been harvested. I want to see testing on it. I want to know what the makeup of that bottle. I want to know that what I'm buying is pure and clean. And we get to do that, which is amazing. And I also want to know that when I'm buying that bottle of lavender, that I'm helping those farmers over in Bulgaria or France who are harvesting, who are growing and harvesting that lavender. I want to know that they're getting treated well, that we are purchasing this, we are growing this ethically and sustainably. So I love that we get to know that as well. So all in all, they are a few reasons why I love having essential oils in our home, why I love sharing them with you and with everybody. But I also love the connection that they bring. You know, I was out at a park the other day and a little boy got stung by a green ant and he was screaming and kind of being like talking to the mum in the park. And I said to her, oh, do you want... I've got a roller of lavender. Would you like to put some of that on? And she was like, oh, no, it's okay. Said, you should like just take it, roll it on, and then like we don't have to talk about it. And she did. And she was so grateful because roll of lavender, big cuddle with mum, and he was able to go back off. And so I love being able to have those. Just have the tools accessible and be able to share them with other people. So if you want more details around getting essential oils, I will put my link in the show notes for my favorite and you can save even more. You can get access to your own discount with that link. But I just wanted to share that with you because I just was reminded, again, I was reminded this past weekend of the difference that they have made in our home with my hormones and that whole story, and then my son with his skin as well. Be blessed, Mama, and I will be back with you next week for another episode. Well, that wraps up another episode, and I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come in, chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama. And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.